right, here I am on a Wednesday morning with the Property Pulse, and I'm speaking with Jackie Marano from the Southern Vermont Realty Group. And every other Wednesday, we either speak with a realtor or we speak with a mortgage broker. And today it's Jackie's turn. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, for a Wednesday morning, of course. But you know what? I think we just need to talk about, like, buyers today. I think, how do buyers get started and what do they do first?
Yeah. Yeah, buyers are important in the market because if there were no buyers, there'd be no market.
That's right.
Right? So without them, realtors are unemployed and sellers list their houses and don't sell them.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, buyers are really the most important part of the market. And, you know, they have a lot of power, but they need a lot of education.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the first things that you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in the industry who wouldn't say the first thing a buyer should do if they're seeking financing for their purchase is to make sure they get pre-approved.
Pre-approved, exactly. That pre-approval letter.
Yeah, exactly. And it does a number of things. It does show sellers and agents that you are serious about the process.
True.
But it also helps educate the buyer about their financial standing and where they feel comfortable and moving forward. And it helps sort of guide them into that first step of where should we be looking.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So where do they start then?
I always, always recommend, even as a listing agent, that a buyer creates a relationship with a buyer's agent.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you find a buyer's agent?
You know, I would say you should interview more than one. You're going to spend a lot of time with your buyer's agent.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to trust them. You should probably like them for the same reason.
Of course. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
You're going to spend a lot of time with them.
Right.
So you want to make sure that it's someone that you trust, that fits for you, and is educated and experienced in your market.
Mm-hmm. So where do I go from there?
I would say...
Just call a realtor?
Just call me.
Call you. All right, that's what I was getting to.
Call me. So we have within our office, there's 10 agents. Many of them are accredited buyer representatives, which is an important distinction because there are many agents who, by practice, work with buyers.
Okay.
And then there are agents who have sort of taken that extra step. They have experience, they've met certain qualifications, and they've done a lot of additional training to represent buyers.
Okay. They're separate from like an actual realtor, like what you do, right?
Well, many realtors do work as buyer agents.
Okay.
But there are designations within the profession have really mean that buyer's agent has done a lot of extra
to
be prepared.
I got you. So just basically just call your office and then you'll take them on. Cause if it was me, I just don't want to start looking around everywhere. I'd rather just call one spot and I'm calling you, Southern Vermont Realty Group.
Yeah. So we have realtors and buyer's agents specifically who cover all of Southern Vermont.
Gotcha.
So you can call us, let us know, where you're looking, what your specifications are, and then we can help match you to the right agents.
That sounds good. Yeah, that's perfect. And that's how you get started.
And I just, a second from getting your mortgage pre-qualification, really the best advice I could give any buyer is to find a great buyer's agent, create that relationship, which is important to say. Just speaking to an agent, working with an agent, or touring homes with an agent does not mean that they are your buyer's agent.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a written buyer agency agreement.
You do.
You have to. Otherwise, they do not work for you.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Because they could work for the seller, couldn't they?
They do, yeah. So if you call the listing agent, they work for the seller. They can facilitate the contract for you.
I see.
But they cannot advise you.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a lot that gets left on the table for buyers who don't use a buyer agent.
Yeah, we just got to start somewhere.
Yes, that's it.
Right,
so talk to Lisa or whoever your friendly local mortgage broker is.
Yeah, okay.
And then give us a call and we'll help you get set up with the right representation to help you be successful in the market.
All right, that sounds good. So how does someone get in touch with you if they want to get a hold of you?
They can go to our website at sovtrealtygroup.com or you can call us at 802-464-2000. 2585.
Okay, and also you can check it out on our website now.
You can, that's right.
At WTSAradio.com, go to the Property Pulse tab, and your information's right there, and a link to your office is actually on there.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
I'll check it out.
Absolutely, and we'll do link swapping.
That's great.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so that's great. We learned a lot today, and I appreciate you coming on to the Property Pulse. You know, every other Wednesday, we listen to Jackie Murano from Southern Vermont Realty Group, and like she said, her website is SOVTRealtyGroup.com. That correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, you have yourself a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care now.